In a lot of areas, we need more paramedics. We need more people involved in EMS. In this video, I want to share with you why people fail paramedic school, why students don't make it through paramedic school. I'm going to give you all the reasons why. That way you can use them to your advantage and don't make those mistakes. I'm giving it to you ahead of time so you're ready. Five main reasons why people fail paramedic school. Let's not make them. So number one is lack of preparation. And this comes from my own experience. Now, when I went into paramedic school, I was only 20 years old. I hadn't even worked my first cardiac arrest yet. I only had volunteer EMT experience. I know a lot of you out there want to jump right into paramedic school. You can do it too. I'm just a human. I'm nothing special, guys. I had to work my way up just like all of you are doing now. But hear me on this. Especially if you lack experience, you need to prepare. Everyone should. But especially if you lack experience, you need to prepare yourself and get some sort of awareness level before you go into paramedic school. And all of EMS schooling is extremely accelerated. So number one, try to get an awareness level of some pharmacology, some ALS assessments, some cardiology, EKGs, before you get in. There are resources out there today, including Paramedic Coach, that help you do that. It's the number one way to get ahead. But wait, we have a few more things we gotta go over to make sure you're ready. Now, number one talked about your lack of prep. That lack of prep, that will really get you in trouble because the actual coursework, like the written work, kind of trips you up. Number two is actually more of hands-on practical. Like, you're not going to get past your clinicals. You're not going to get past your ride time. And what that has to do with is, it actually does do with you having a lack of experience. So I tell people, hey, while you're in paramedic school, try to get an EMT job. So go back to myself, right, as the guinea pig here. When I first started with paramedic school, I was working as a volunteer EMT. I tried to volunteer as much as I could. Thankfully, in the first semester of paramedic school, I got a job at a private EMS company. That experience helped me, and I obviously think about it. No one thinks about this. If your paramedic school is 12 months long or 18 months long or 2 years long, if you have an EMT job and you start that EMT job on day one, by the time you're done, you're going to have a year, year and a half, 2 years of experience. So what I recommend to you is to try to get an EMT job while you're in school. At least if you can get it beforehand, even a few months beforehand, great. Because when it comes to communication and talking to other providers and other people, that lack of experience, you got to have your confidence there, especially when you're going to be in charge of other people and scenes. So it's my advice. Number three, I remember this moment. I talk about it a lot. I never forget it. I remember the first day in class when in paramedic school, when we went over cardiology. Everybody in the entire classroom, deer in headlights. They were nervous. They were scared. And it was all about EKGs. And people were like, what is going on? And they were completely confused. But the thing is, paramedic school is so rapid. You'll have little quizzes here and there, tests here and there. Half the class got behind. And we started first semester of paramedic school with, it was like roughly 30 people, maybe 28 people. By the end of first semester, we were down to about half of that, maybe like 14 or 15 people, I believe, remembering back. So it was due to cardiology. A dozen people started failing out. So this is why it's on my list here. You can start learning about EKGs and cardiology right now. Like, the link in the description, I have an EKG masterclass. I teach you EKGs from scratch, and I give you slides, quizzes, and a whole presentation, and I hold your hand for the whole thing. So there's no need for you to not go into paramedic school not having an awareness level of EKGs. That's tackled right here down below. So number four is more rare, but it does happen. And this occurs when a student may have the information good in their head and they pass the tests. But when they get out in the field, they can't put it all together in front of the patient. This is more rare to happen, but it does happen where I talked about earlier, people can't pass their week, what we call ride time. Ride time is where you're working under a senior paramedic and you're a paramedic student, and you can't get through that ride time. You just can't put it all together out in the field, right? This is your first time, you know, doing this. Of course, you're going to make mistakes. I made mistakes for sure when I was going through my ride time, and I learned from them. They were tough lessons, but I learned from them, and you will too. But some people, the lessons are so tough, they don't get through the ride time. So that's number four. So my advice to you on that is to drill as much as possible in class. Stay extra for those labs. Make sure your skills, you're doing them in clinical. Don't be scared in the beginning when you're doing clinicals, you know, in the hospital and stuff. Get your hands dirty so that when you're doing the, you know, the field paramedic stuff, you're more prepared. That's my advice. Now, number five is going to shock you. It's actually people that have a lot of experience, but they have so much experience, they have bad habits. And those bad habits and poor mindsets of taking care of patients, it comes off in the schooling. They think, oh, I've been doing EMT, or I've been advanced EMT for a long time. I'm going to go to paramedic school. This is going to be easy. They basically underestimate how much time it's going to be and how hard it's going to be. And they don't put in the work, so they fail. And they're overconfident because they have a lot of experience. So that's why I tell all my students, I don't want you to be cocky. I don't want you to be overconfident. I want you to take it seriously by preparing beforehand. Now, right now, I want to go through a list of action items you can take right now to prepare for school, or if you're in school right now and you're really struggling, how we can turn the ship around. So the first thing we talk about is prepping early. You can do that in the first link in the description in my video vault. And again, for paramedic school, it's the EKG masterclasses, right? So that's number one, get an awareness level before you go in. It's 2023, it's shooting this video. There is no excuse in that prep. That's why I'm paramedic coach. I've made these resources for you so you can have an easier time than we had back in the day, right? Now, the second thing is utilize your community. See, what you want to do is when you're in class, you want to band together with fellow students. You don't want to be a lone wolf in class. You want to get in study groups and you want to use that community of other students to get ahead. They might be have a better grasp of a topic than you do. Use that. Maybe you can help them. So study groups are very powerful. I did a lot when I was in school. Number three is try to work with medics more often. So as you're working as an EMT in paramedic school, try to work with more paramedics as your partner, more ALS shifts. That's my recommendation for you, because you can see how the medic kind of does their thing. And next time you're working with a medic, watch how they run the call. Think about the steps they take. That's going to be you soon. Now, my big final tip when we're talking about how to get through paramedic school, how to take this big jump from EMT to paramedic, take everything you do seriously. You're going to be the paramedic. You're going to be in charge in a high, high responsibility in the ambulance service. When someone is having their worst day, they're going to call you in the ambulance. Now, not all your calls are going to be critical, but you're going to have calls as a paramedic that you'll never forget. And you're going to have calls that you need to be on your game, whether it's 3 p.m. or 3 a.m. and you're doing an overnight shift in the middle of the morning. You are going to be that paramedic. So when you're in school, when you see people being lazy or slacking off, I want you to remember that. That's what I did. And take it seriously. And you'll also become a great paramedic. Now, a lot of you asked in the comments about how to prepare for school, how to get through school, and how to pass NREMT. The first link in the description is a study tool that I give to all my students to accomplish all of that. It's called the Video Vault. Inside the Video Vault is over 480 videos of content, audio files, worksheets, practice quizzes, our community group. What I do in the Video Vault is take all the concepts you need to know to pass school at NREMT, and I break them down simply for you, so that way you just follow along with the videos, you follow the study plan, and you pass. I give my students lifetime access in the first link in the description, and I'll see you on the inside.